You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now we're going to talk about O King, a UTC campus and community celebration of the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. This gala event features a wide range of musical styles and performers, from gospel to spirituals to jazz to classical.
Same train that carried my mother, same train will be back tomorrow, same train.
Dr. Jonathan McNair from the UTC Music Department joins us to talk about what's coming up. And so this event, it's a whole celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. Why did you decide to have this here at UTC in March?
I wanted to have some kind of a program that would focus on social justice issues, because those have been behind some of my compositional work recently. And I think it's important. I don't think we can ever forget about those issues in our nation. And we've seen an uptick in incidents in recent years that suggest that we're not finished dealing with some of these issues in our country. And so I wanted to find an artistic way to get at it, to examine it, and to think about, you know, some positive steps that have been taken that maybe could be taken again to make things better.
You've got some of the performances are going to be works by Roland Carter, Dr. Roland Carter, who was, he's retired now, but he was here at UTC for many years and very famous in the world as a composer and arranger. Tell us a little bit about him.
Roland Carter is a dear friend and really was a mentor to me. He's a man who can get more music out of a group of people than anybody I've ever seen in my life. He just embodies the music when he's in front of a group and when he sits at the piano to just improvise on a spiritual. It's just amazing what he can do. And his specialty is the Negro spiritual. And he has done a lot to keep that collection of songs alive. And we need that because it is an important body of song for the United States. And really, they're popular around the world.
So right now we're hearing Steal Away by Roland Carter. What can you tell us about this song?
Steal Away is a spiritual that talks about putting aside the cares of the world and moving to a quiet place, steal away to Jesus. But when you're in that quiet place, you can listen. And then you can hear the trumpet sound within your soul, which is a quote from the song. And so I think that it's both a way of pulling back from the world, of shutting out the world to have solace, to have solitude, but also of being open to that inner voice, that inner challenge to be the best you can be.
You've got some things premiering there too. One of them, this is Postscript to Human Decency. I really like that title, but it doesn't have any words, it doesn't have any lyrics, so the music, what are you trying to tell people through this music that we're hearing?
This music is based on two songs that did have text. One is an ancient plain chant from the Middle Ages for the prayer, Lord have mercy, the Greek prayer, Kyrie eleison, which is the oldest part of the Mass. And there's a beautiful tune from the Middle Ages that I really love to set that text. So I quote that tune, a portion of it, and then I use the spiritual, I Want Jesus to Walk with Me. And that song goes on to say, all along my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. When I'm in trouble, I want Jesus to walk with me. And I really feel that the two songs fit together. Lord have mercy, I want Jesus to walk with me. And so I use these tunes in a way that they intersect. The plain chant is commenting on and accompanying the spiritual melody at times. It moves in and out of being a little bit crunchy and not, and it's very kind of almost dreamlike in a way. It's very expressive and passionate. And I've been so disturbed by the indecent behavior that I've seen over the past several years, disrespect and just contempt even expressed from person to person, to our president, to particular minority groups or to immigrant groups, So after the election, I woke up one morning with music running in my head, and this is one of the songs that came out from that. And it had to do with this distress over our behavior toward one another.
I remember when I was in maybe second or third grade, the first time it was ever explained to me how music can tell a story, it was, of course, Peter and the Wolf, which I think a lot of elementary school kids listen to.
Oh, yeah.
What is the specific story you're trying to tell with this music?
Well, between the postscript to Human Decency and my string quartet, All a Cryin', which is also based on a spiritual, Listen to the Lambs, All a Cryin', I had become very much aware of the ways in which we have not implemented the 14th Amendment to the Constitution in our country, which guarantees equal rights under the law for all citizens. And that really became troublesome to me. And so I wanted to find an artistic response. And after the massacre at Pulse Nightclub last summer, I had to do something. And the string quartet is what happened. And it was as if it came to me and said, write me. And I felt very urgent about it. And then the piano piece, the Postscript to Human Decency, similarly, those pieces felt very urgent, like I had to do this. And the story I'm getting at is, it can be better. We can be better than this. We can be better than this if we want to be better than this.
And so now we're hearing Troubled Water, Margaret Bonds. Tell me about this one.
Margaret Bonds was African-American pianist and composer of the 20th century. Ms. Bonds was not only very accomplished, but she also had a high regard for Martin Luther King and his work. She actually composed an orchestral piece in his honor, which is no small undertaking. I can tell you, as a composer, writing an orchestral piece is a huge amount of work. So in the early 70s, she wrote a piece in Martin Luther King's honor. And we're obviously unable to do that on this program, but we are doing this arrangement of Wade in the Water. It's actually more than an arrangement. She made a composition out of it, and it's an upbeat, a really interesting treatment of that tune.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Dr. Jonathan McNair. We're talking about an event coming up here on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Thursday, March 9th at 7:30. Admission is free with a reception afterward. The event is O King, a campus and community celebration of the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. You also have some faculty doing some readings, some spoken word things. What's coming up with that?
I reached out to faculty in several departments, philosophy, religion, political science, criminal justice, communication, and then the Office of Equity and Diversity, because I felt like if we were going to do a musical tribute to Dr. King, we really ought to have someone say something about his legacy and his work. And I didn't really want to trust myself to do all that. And so I thought, why not turn to the experts that we have on our campus and use these resources and produce an event that was unlike other events? And so I think everybody seems to be excited about participating. And the mayor is going to come and talk about, I guess, the civic vision. A gentleman named Reverend Paul McDaniel, who many people know in Chattanooga because he was very active in the civil rights movement. He also held elected office. He helped to start a savings and loan institution for African-American community. He will give a brief reflection. I just wanted to have different perspectives on Dr. King's legacy in a spoken way, and then have the musical reflections in between.
So we've got some compositions by Roland Carter. We've got some new things from you debuting. Musically, what else is going on?
We've got a song by Duke Ellington called Come Sunday. And Nashawn Calloway, who's a wonderful singer, many people know her, will sing. And we got the UTC Faculty Jazz Combo backing her up. Duke Ellington also had met Dr. King, and he held him in high regard. And in fact, he dedicated a song to Dr. King after the march in Birmingham. And it was called King Fit the Battle of Alabama. It was a takeoff on Joshua Fought the Battle of Jericho. So we've got a Duke Ellington song. We've got one of Dr. King's favorite songs, Precious Lord by Thomas A. Dorsey. It's a gospel, traditional gospel song. And the Littleton H. Mason Singers, which is an extracurricular gospel choir on campus, is going to end the program with a contemporary gospel song called Fight On by Kevin Davidson.
So Thursday, March 9th, 7:30, the Roland Hayes Concert Hall here on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Admission is free, but do people need to register ahead of time or anything like that?
No, I just want people to come.
Dr. Jonathan McNair, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.